credit companies, there's no basis for what they do, but they just plunge on ahead and bug people and claim that they're justified in getting your payment back. Right, James?
Wow, isn't that interesting? They must have developed this concept of a relax and allow. And we're going to hound you until you yield. And we're going to put it on a piece of paper, and we're going to call it Equifax or TransUnion or Hyperion. We're going to put you on the list. We're going to give you a score. We're going to let you know how you're doing. Now, it won't be really relevant to anything about how much you owe and how much you have and how much is coming, how much is left, and how you did with what you didn't have that you couldn't do because you couldn't do what you didn't have because the contract that you signed to do was an impossible thing to conform to. So we're going to let you, we'll let you play in our world, and all of our credit world will be based on how we see you on our piece of paper. Regardless if it's true or not, regardless if it's right or not, regardless if there's situations or not, it really doesn't matter. But if you come in and say, you know what, I'm good, thank you, I don't want a file, I don't want an in file. And there's been quite a new world rising where people are locking their scores, they're closing their divestiture of being judged by an in file.
And that's the Tea Party is an expression of that, and that'll be influential this year.
Indeed, because they won't be asking, and you won't have to look at my score because I locked my score, and I'm going to take me out of that conversation. And then all of a sudden, you won't be judged by them any longer.